What emerged was very clear. People are rejecting the national pledge for the simple reason that there was no consultation. We're not told about it. This is just being imposed upon us. And also, we realize that this pledge is like, to us as Christians, is like a religious ritual. Because if you make a vow and then bring a gift for that vow, it means you're actually conducting a religious ritual. But we are not sure who are we doing all this allegiance to.
So eventually, what was the outcome, the decision that you took?
The outcome was that, at first, we're having an urgent constitutional court application that is going to be done. Of course, there's already one that has been lodged, but we want to lodge one as a whole group of people from Bulawayo, as church leaders, as residents, as parents. The second thing is that we will not allow our children, we will boycott the first day. We are asking all children in Zimbabwe, not just Bulawayo, to boycott the first day because we will not be forced to take a pledge and loyalty to something that we do not understand. Then the third thing is that we have decided to hold a big prayer meeting on Wednesday. This will be in Bulawayo. But we are talking to the other hub structures that Christian Alliance has got and that other organizations that we are working with have got. And also we have done a petition where we have already, just today only, we have collected more than 20,000 to 30,000 signatures.